We're going to see how this turns around. Deckerville is going to defend the north goal. They'll be defending the north goal, and the Warriors will be at the east or at the south, and Deckerville is going to get the ball to start the game. So with that, we're going to throw it to commercial, and we'll be back in a minute.
Make your farm life better by stacking higher yield and return on investment odds in your favor with a highly efficient growing system available exclusively through Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kendi. Field-specific custom soil sampling and mapping and a highly sophisticated multi-crop factor analysis result in creation of custom crop and field-specific maximum yield nutrient blends and field controller files for optimum application, leading to higher return on investment. And after-harvest reports measure results and aid in future planning. Contact the Agronomy Division of Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kendi today, 989-874-4200. And you'll soon be singing.
We're in the money, the skies are sunny.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group. More motor sales in Carroll and more Shoreline and Sebewaing. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline and Sebewaing for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
We're back at Deckerville. We'll kind of let you listen to the ending of the national anthem as the Deckerville band is playing that. There we go, and it's just about game time. They got 4 minutes on the clock as we get ready to roll. When we get ready to do that, let's give you tonight's starting lineup. And first of all, for the visiting North Huron Warriors, Kyle Case is going to start tonight, number 8. He'll start at quarterback in a line. We've got, a wide receiver, Michael Strzeski, halfback, Brandon Moore. In a line, defensive tackle, number 48, Nick Strzeski. Guard, number 54, Matt Kaczynski. At defensive end, number 63, David Strzeski. And at the other defensive line, number 93, Nick Beers is going to step in and do that tonight. Head coach of the Warriors, Mr. Travis Fisher, assisted by Steve McIntosh. And that's the starting eight for the Warriors. For the Deckerville Eagles tonight, quarterback tonight for them will be 17, Nick Abel. Nick's a senior. At halfback, we got William Stoliker. The other back, we got Danny Wolf. We're going to have Kyle Brinker, number 16, who's going to be an end. On the other end, we've got Nathan Spazel. At center tonight, we've got Derek House. And the guards, we've got number 40, Curtis Fritch, and number 50, Arthur Lapp. So that's the starting. And the head coach for Deckerville is Mr. Bill Brown, assisted coach by Mr. Dan Brown. We'll have things ready to roll in just a couple minutes as they're there. If, for those of you Warrior fans out there that are listening and watching tonight, you'll notice that I did not read Justin Hatch as a starter tonight. Coach informed me before the game that Justin rolled his ankle in phys ed today, and he's standing down there in uniform without helmet and doesn't look like he'll be able to play tonight. So that'll be an adjustment that North Huron will have to make without Justin in the game tonight. He's been a key player that's played most of the downs throughout the year. So we'll see how that adjustment works for them. And I know that Deckerville's pretty happy and excited. I think they've pretty well made the amends with some players that have been out early in the season. They had a couple different situations where they had quarterback out for the first game, and they had a couple other players out for a game or two. And Coach Brown had a tough time getting things started that way. But here comes the Eagles onto the field.
Taking the field.
Yeah.
In high fashion.
High fashion. They're led out by Super Warrior Deckerville man there. I the guy in the cape with the flag, and the players come to the center of the field for their start, and we'll see what happens. They're ready to roll tonight in a homecoming game. Everybody's excited. We'll find out real quick whether the excitement of homecoming pumps the team up and gets them ready to roll or gets them a little excited.
Everybody's on top of their feet tonight, and it looks like no matter what happens, they're all going to have a great time down there. So they'll be ready, and it looks like North Huron's about to come out through the field, about to bust out through their sign, and there they come. Yeah, everybody's excited. Everybody's ready to have this. Everybody's ready to get this going.
Yep. We'll get the Warriors at midfield. We got about 50 seconds till kickoff, and then the Warriors traditionally do their pregame as well, where they are at midfield and have a little talk from a coach. I see Justin Hatch standing in the middle of a group telling them the game plan for tonight. I know that both coaches have talked and primed, and everybody's ready to roll. So we'll see if players are healthy and teams are ready and who blinks first. When Deckerville played at North Huron, Deckerville got the ball to start that game as well. And on his second play of scrimmage, the halfback went 74 yards for a touchdown, which kind of had everybody back on their heels wondering what was going to happen and how the night would go. And from that point, they pretty much battled back and forth till about the fourth quarter. North Huron had a couple breaks and managed to pull away to win that. I think it was about 24-12 or something like that at the end. And we'll see what happens with that. But teams are ready. The officials are ready. The clock's all set. We're waiting for the officials to get the teams on the field and ready to roll. Again, as I said, Deckerville will be receiving the kick, defending the north goal. The Warriors will be kicking off. Well, that's how they had it lined up, and that's not how they're taking the field, though. That's a change to me. I watched the officials at them, and I saw the start, and they had it set with Deckerville defending the north and receiving the ball, and they came out, and that's not how they've lined it up at this point. Deckerville's going to receive the ball, but North Huron's going to defend the north goal. So
that's been a last-minute change, but
Somebody got a different message out of that than I did. I don't know whether they got a